Tonight at 6, we're going to be playing Game Night. You can join us on Facebook at Mix96.5 Houston. During the show this morning, we actually played like a little bit of a practice, so we want you to hear how it's going to go. Which soap star finally won her first Emmy in 1999 after being nominated almost every year since 1978?
Susan Lucci.
That is correct.
Yeah, it is!
Part of Hella 90s, though, is there's a double or nothing question. Would you like the double or nothing?
Oh, do I want a double or nothing? Okay, I'll double or nothing. I know you're going to ask me what soap opera she was on.
Nope. What was the name of her character?
Oh! I don't want a double or nothing! Susan Lucci! No!
I'll even give you the first name, see if you can come up with the last one.
Okay.
Erica...
Strong. Lovelace.
Lovelace.
What? I don't know. What is it?
Kane.
Next question.
It's a number. It's just a number. It's the number of consecutive years the Buffalo Bills lost in the Super Bowl in the 90s.
4.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes! I don't want a double or nothing.
There was no double or nothing on this one.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me find one for Jesse.
The year she was born. What year was that, Jesse?
I know.
What was the name of the Brains sidekick in the cartoon that originally aired as a segment on Animaniacs?
Can we steal if she doesn't know it?
You will steal if...
What?
What was the name of the Brains sidekick? Blank and the Brain. Originally...
I'd like to phone a friend.
Call me, Jesse. I got you. Call me. I got you.
Sarah...
The answer is Pinky.
Pinky in the Brain. That is correct.
Pinky in the Brain.
Sarah, you're crushing it.
So one thing I'm good at.
What links these clues together? Jesse, this is for you. T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili.
This is like the easiest game for her.
You just name it. Like, are you even saying real things? I feel like you're just...
You don't know this? You don't know this? You don't know this?
Say it to me slower.
T-Boz... Left Eye, Chili, are what?
I'd like to phone a friend.
No, you already used that lifeline.
I would like.
By the way, the lifelines don't even exist in this.
How do you not know this, Jesse? A hint: crazy, sexy, cool,
waterfalls,
creep,
TLC.
Yes.
What? I almost said the channel that the little couple's on, for crying out loud.
Sarah,
yeah.
What color were the glasses that talk show host Sally Jesse Raphael wore?
Red.
That is correct.
Crushing it! The 90s were my time!
All right. It's the 90s spelling bee. You just have to spell the name, and we even give you two tries. Matthew McConaughey. Jesse, spell McConaughey.
M-C. Mm-hmm.
She's writing her hand.
Capital C.
Yep.
O N.
Yep.
A.
Mm-hmm.
H. Mm. Ah, wait! Backspace! H-A-Y.
You're missing a couple.
You're missing a U.
M-C-O-N-A. You were right until then. What's next?
I'd like to phone a friend.
Sarah, would you like to try the steal?
I'm going to need you to use it in a sentence, please.
When you think of the greatest actors of all time, you think of Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey. M, little C, big C, A, U.
Nope.
A-O.
You can't keep guessing A's and U's.
All right. Don't know it. What is it?
M-C-C-O-N-A-U-G-H-E-Y. McConaughey.
What the heck?
I don't like that. I don't like that question. I don't like that one.
Okay. See, this question I would have crushed this question. Sarah, this will be the final question. It's definitely for you.
Okay.
What was the name of Steve Buscemi's character in the 1992 film Reservoir Dogs?
Mr. Green.
No!
Mr. Blue! Mr. Red!
Nope.
Phil!
Nope.
Phil!
Mr. Pink.
Mr. Pink! Color, but how about that? I knew it. Who was Mr. Green? Mr. Green was...
There was no Mr. Green. There was no Mr. Green.
There was in Clue.
Yes, there was in Clue. In Reservoir Dogs, there was Mr. Pink. There was Mr. White. There was Mr. Orange.
Yeah.
Okay. There was Mr. Brown and there was Mr. Blue.
Well, okay. At least I knew it was a mistake. We can't end on a low. Give me one more. Oh my God. It's like crack. One more.
It's a numbers game. So the answer is just a number. Oh. It's the name of the boy band that included brothers Nick and Drew Lachey.
98 degrees.
That is correct.
It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to do. They're old enough to be your dad now, Jesse. Thanks, Jeff. Oh, that was fun.